Seth's journey of transformation. As I left my physical body, I found myself floating upwards through a luminous tunnel, spinning slowly clockwise. With each passing moment, I drifted further from Earth and closer to Amber, my true self, understanding that my human existence was behind me. The lighted tunnel seemed endless. Expanding as I approached Amber, I felt a great distance from both my past and my impending new existence. Floating higher, memories flashed before me. Flotation tank experiences, lucid dreaming, my father's diary, the car crash, guidance from my angel in parts of the Golden City, Amber, and the cosmic being. Every experience was a step in this journey, preparation for this exact moment. Despite feeling far from Amber and Earth, I was comforted by the knowledge that my journey had been about letting go. Letting go had allowed my dying body to forgive and forget, making my earthly experiences seem like a mere moment in universal time. Now, as I moved away from my old life, the tunnel was all I could see, stretching endlessly into a golden light. Looking towards my new existence, I felt excitement and readiness to embrace the responsibilities awaiting me with Amber and the angels in this new realm. The journey was a transformation, not just of location, but of being, as I prepared to step into a new role in the cosmic order. Approaching the figures in the distance, I recognized my younger self. Amber was channeling different colored lights through various parts of my body. As I floated closer, still spinning clockwise, Amber turned and beckoned me with her eyes. Entering my new youthful body was mesmerizing. I passed right through Amber and became one with this new form. Awakening on a table, I looked up at Amber, overwhelmed with excitement, love, and joy.
Seth, you did great. Letting go of your old life was much easier for you than it was for me,
Amber said with a smile. Grateful, I replied, thank you for guiding me. I don't miss my old life. It feels like a fading, distant memory. Standing beside her, I felt the moment had arrived. What should I do now? I asked, gazing into her eyes.
Just focus on love. Think only of love, she instructed.
Amber wrapped her arms and legs around me, and together we floated upwards, naked and united, concentrating solely on love. I experienced a blend of intense emotion and physical sensation.
Put your hands on mine,
Amber guided, raising her arms above her head, calm and serene. I followed, interlacing my fingers with hers, fully extended, our feet and hands touching. In this moment, we transcended beyond physical forms, embodying a unity of pure love and spiritual connection. This union marked the beginning of our new existence in the celestial realm, a journey of love and cosmic purpose. As I merged with Amber, a flood of golden light enveloped us, signifying our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual union. Surrounded by this cocoon of light, Amber's form seemed to dissolve, and we became one entity.
I'm right here, Seth,
Amber's voice resonated within me. Although I couldn't see her, in that moment I realized the depth of our union.
That's right, Seth. We did it. We're one now. I'm you and you're me. We're one being.
Amber's voice echoed in my thoughts. Amber, can you still hear my thoughts? I marveled, noticing my hands had transformed into white light.
Yes. We practiced communicating as one before, she responded. Now it feels natural, doesn't it?
This is amazing, I exclaimed. You're part of my thoughts, and I must be part of yours. As the golden cocoon faded, we, now a singular being, stood in front of the Golden City. I pointed to a reflection on a wall, revealing our transformed appearance. We had become a beautiful, pure white, winged being. Staring in awe at our reflection, our hearts pounded with excitement and wonder at the magnificent being we had become, a symbol of our transcendent union. In our new, merged form, Amber and I were filled with a sense of comfort, energy, and joy that was beyond anything I had experienced as a human. The realization dawned on me that being alone is merely an illusion.